Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Robot Tech. My name is Scott or Stone 5, and today, of course, we're here with the guest of honor, Beskar Snake. How is life?
You know, I mean, of course, it's starting to get a little cool now, so all of the fun crud that can bring is making its way around everywhere, so
yeah,
just been fighting with that for a couple weeks at work and all that, and home and stuff. So
being from the Midwest is great. We could sell it like hotcakes. Move here, it's great. Could get really hot and really cold. It's great. We could have four seasons in in the span of 48 to 24 hours. It's
literally,
I think that happened.
When we lived in the South for a year, I had a lot of coworkers say, "Oh, up there, you know, it only gets cold, doesn't it?" No, sir. No, we get, you know, I've experienced, you know, negative 30, 40, only like one time a few years ago, but we also get into the triple digits. So, you know, we run the full gamut. So
yeah,
it's not just cold.
Literally,
we get both sides.
Literally went from snowing to like hot 80 degrees in like literally 24 to 48 hours. It's amazing.
Oh yeah.
But anyways, it's enough about weather. We're here about video games and video game topics, believe it or not. So there's a few topics I actually had for once. I was ready for this, but we'll get to that later. We'll start off with what have you played recently? Before the last conversation we had,
Weather Simulator 2024. Weather.
We walk outside. You open the door. What is it today? Ah, okay.
I got all the trophies in that.
I'm curious, actually, if there's a. You'd think that there's a weather type of game. Weather Lord. Real holidays. What is this? Yeah, it looks cheap. Don't buy that. Looks like a scam game. Anyways,
good way to segue into the sponsor of today's
video. Go to Weatherlord Royal Holiday Collection, the video game. It looks like a iOS scam game, like, you know, those advertising with like the fake games and stuff. This is literally one of them, I think. Well, anyways,
you know, we all learned something.
Now I kind of want to create that game now, a little bit low-key, but no, that sounds boring. But anyways, I'm sure there's a way to
make it work. You know, I mean, you can just play a few games that have weather in them and, piggyback off that and just...
Believe it or not, Sea of Thieves just does... It seems like it's just rain, so, you know, if you want just that, play Sea of Thieves. Rain and darkness.
Ooh. My favorite weather.
Anyways, what have you been playing?
It's been a pretty darn good month, actually.
Yeah.
I had the release of Battlefield 6, so I've been playing some of that. That's been a lot of fun. Finally dug into Final Fantasy Tactics I finished a game that I'll mention here in a moment. Metal Gear Solid Delta just released their multiplayer mode recently, which, you know, it could use some more bells and...
Sir, we talked about Metal Gear Solid all of last episode. You only get one. Come on, no, just kidding.
Well, I guess this is second part of last month's episode.
Sorry, I'm just kidding.
But, like, it's not perfect, and I'm very mildly mediocre at it, but it's interesting. It's a little different spin on kind of a multiplayer experience. Like, I like the two game modes that they have right now. One, there's for both of them, there's a number of phases. I think it's four phases, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And for the one of them, you need to find these one items that are in the game. They're these little frogs, and you have to collect at least one of them. Well, if you don't have at least one of them in your possession by the end of that phase, you get kicked out. So it's kind of like a almost like a Fall Guys situation, but with some combat, with some hiding. They have a really cool camouflage mechanic, where you unlock a bunch of different camouflages, but when you engage with your camouflage, it takes over your whole back and it adds a little bit to the ground. So if you do it correctly, it's very difficult to spot people. So that's kind of fun. That's interesting. And
Sorry,
then
what
the
game
other
is this?
mo this is for Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, okay.
They introduced a new multiplayer mode called Fox Hunt.
Got it, got it.
And then the other mode, basically there's another little figure, this little duck, and it's like a battle royale in the sense that you have to first locate one of these ducks. There's less and less put out for each phase, but you have to locate them and then you have to shoot it or knife it or attack it to uncover an area, and you have to be in that area at the end of the round. So again, it's kind of stuff we've seen before in some games, but it's also its own thing. And there's, well, it is, it's a lot of fun actually. And then the last game that I played that I'll mention, other than, some little other smatterings of things, is I finally beat Death Stranding 2. And holy cow. That game is just awesome. It, as always, it's not a game for everyone. I do think that this one would appeal to more people because you can make it more action oriented. You have a lot more offensive weapons and tools, and you have access to vehicles pretty much right away. And you have the ability to, like I said, really approach a lot of the situations any way you want, which I know a lot of people were a little turned off from the first game because it focused a lot more on walking and not really having a strong offensive capability. But no, and not only is the gameplay really good, but the story is just something else.
Who
I
knew?
won't.
It's made by Hideo Kojima.
It is very much a Hideo Kojima game. It is very much a Hideo Kojima story. They are very much Hideo Kojima characters. I won't say too much more just because anybody who does want to play it, you just play it. It's awesome. Some of the final sequences and fights and stuff are just unreal. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, those are the kind of the big heavy hitters that I tackled this last period. So how about yourself? What you been playing? What you been doing?
Believe it or not, you would never guess horror stuff. So,
What? You?
yeah, I
Is that
know,
a new
right?
thing for you this
Yeah, I
year?
never played horror in my life. So it's if you aren't aware, it's well, as of this recording, it's still technically Orcatober. So and all of October, this event, we raise funds for trying to release orcas back into the wild that are captured in captivity, so amusement parks and stuff like that. So I think as of today, as far as I know, we passed our goal, which was 5 grand in general.
Nice. Heck yeah.
More, I think we're at up to 7 at this point, but I couldn't tell you. I'm sure they'll announce it soon, but they extended it as of this recording for another week. So end of the month plus a week. So usually just
Nice.
for, anyone else who wants to continue, but I'll probably end it. I'll just continue it. But yeah, mostly that's the reason. Otherwise, I would never play any horror games ever. But so mostly a lot of headliners in the background played some backyard football, 'cause just going back to the
That game is
memories.
terrifying. That is
Bro,
horrifying.
I won the championship and I started a new season and I was in the tournament and I lost. I'm like, what is this? I was like undefeated. Like last, I just like played 2 seasons in a row, but like last season, undefeated, won the championship. This season, lost the first game and lost the championship. I'm like, what is going on with me? It's a
They're
fun game.
learning.
Like, look, I feel like, man, that game has it out for you sometimes. It's like, yeah, you're going to fumble. Pablo Sanchez is going to fumble a million times. No reason for it.
Well, he's tired from the 8 seasons of baseball you just put in.
Yeah, right. And the hockey and basketball and, you know, he's in 20 tired. Sports. Yeah. I get it. No, it's fun. It's a fun memory lane, of course. So I played a new one. I've been trying to play around with new stuff still. I'm trying to get back into some new games besides normal stuff. Play State of Decay 2. Have you played that one yet?
I have not.
It is kind of a little bit of, what's that island zombie game? I can't think of what it's called.
Dead Island?
Dead Island. Thank you.
I like Dead Island.
That's fairly similar to that in a way. I just started it, but it's pretty fun. I mean, so far I'm enjoying it. Like, you have a base and you gotta kind of, if, like, let's say one of your, you can control multiple characters. So let's say there's 4 characters for this example. I don't know if there's more because, like I said, I just started it. So let's say one of the characters got bitten. You could just have them rest while you play a different character. So it's kind of, and they all have different skills and abilities. Like I said, I just started it, so really just, like, got a base and then start capturing nearby settlements, like a gas station and, like, other areas. So it's fairly fun. I might play it again because it's good so far. A little janky, but what else is new? Any other games? Finished Little Nightmares. That was really good.
I've heard good things about it. I haven't played it, but I...
So the third one just came out. Yeah, if you haven't played... Actually, I told my friend who's a very into, like, horror as well, and she's like... I was like, of all the people, she didn't know about Little Nightmares. I was like, they just released the third one, and it's, like, literally up her alley in terms of video games. Finish Little Nightmares. They are... I just checked Little Nightmares 3. They're fairly expensive games, but they're fun. You know, they're kind of worth it. I also beat Resident Evil Village. It was good. It was really good. It was so good. Play it. Beskar. But beat Biohazard.
You don't get to games right yet.
Look, I'll play Metal Gear Solid now again. I did play it a month ago. I'm starting to try to play it more often, but and then Backrooms Escape Together. It's liminal spaces kind of game. Is different monsters, different levels is interesting. Of course, Don't Starve Together, you gotta play it this month. And of course, Sea of Thieves, but not as much Sea of Thieves, but yeah, a lot of headliners. And I played Peak. If you haven't played Peak, I haven't played it, but I have watched some. Yeah, it's a good one. Definitely more fun with friends. Of course, I try to play it by myself. It's very difficult as like multiplayer games like that. A new game came out called RV There Yet, similar to Peak in a way, but you have an RV. Oh man, like I said, a lot of good games and a lot of fun. So is really good to get back into some horror, but especially like Resident Evil. Now I'm all set to go for Resident Evil 9 when it came out. Speaking of that, they have announced the collector's edition, and I'm not sure about it. It definitely seems less expensive than Resident Evil 4, but there's really not much. Like, you get like in-game characters. You get actually say get what's her name, Lady Demon Seuss, Demon Seuss, the tall, sexy lady. you get to be skin for her. So yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed the bosses, and I'd say they're more on the like character side, bosses side of monsters, and they did phenomenal. Highly, again, I'd play probably I'd do Resident Evil 7, a Biohazard, before this game, if you are interested in playing it, because there's some storyline to it, which is good. I kind of like, finally, Resident Evil, in a way, is following some sort of storyline with 7, 8, and I assume 9, because it follows actually one of the characters in 7 and 8, obviously, but, anyways, yeah, I'm done talking about Resident Evil. You're welcome. But yeah.
Thank goodness I can wake up now.
Yeah. So no. The collector's edition, I might just, they have like a steel, like a bundle collection, which I might get with 7, 8, and then 9, like in a little thing. But I might get that, but I don't know. I think I might pass on the collector. It didn't sell me. I was
fair enough.
They do have controller for Nintendo Switch. They have a controller for Resident Evil, which I don't know why, because I don't, not that I think Resident Evil's on the Switch, but I wouldn't trust that game on the Switch, to be honest. That sounds like very tax heavy for the Switch, unless it's going to be released on there. But anyways, I'm done. Tell me to shut up. Thank you.
No, absolutely not.
Can you tell I love Resident Evil? Oh, yeah, I played a little Fortnite off this, and I don't want to talk about that. There's mostly cool skins around the Halloween, and it's really the only game I have that I can go bang, bang, and shoot, that I have that isn't $70 million like some people play.
The Switch 2 controller is kind of boring.
You're boring.
They could have done so much better with it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I might pick it out just because, but also be aware that obviously the controller on the Switch is different than the Nintendo system. The buttons are switched, because I think isn't the X key switched with the A key? Something like that.
No, I think Microsoft and Nintendo are weirdos and did dumb controller buttons.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So anyways, so a lot of good stuff this month. Finally played some other games. So this month's topic, are you ready for this?
Oh no, you are correct. They are flipped. Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
We're going to talk about horror games, and that's this month's topics of horror. So what do you like about horror? No, I'm just kidding. Look, I brewed that joke up like so many years ago. I was ready for that. This podcast, I was so excited, and he doesn't even care. Okay, well, so okay, I'm ready for this since we both fundraise for charity, and I figured, well, actually, well, game day is literally what next? Is it starting today? I don't even know anymore.
What's no, going? It's a week. It's a week away.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, granted. I just finished an event. You're basically starting an event starting next week. So I figured this podcast would be talking about, and I probably should have invited KKR for this one, but maybe we'll get him another day. But what kind of tell me about if you play video games and whatever reason you play video games, what, and you're a streamer, what kind of made you like, first of all, start streaming for charity, and why do you think it's like an impact to your streaming capabilities besides dogs?
I mean, that's an easy one. Yeah. I'm gonna play video games anyway.
Yeah.
And I found a good charity that I like. Yeah, so that was just simple. Okay.
Podcast over. Look at that. Speed run, 20 minutes. Look at that. Damn. Okay, we gotta do this for another 20 more minutes at least, I'd say. Minimum.
No, I mean it's very straightforward. The first I had ever heard about gaming for charity was, if I remember correctly, watching on G4, they were talking about raising money for St. Jude's. And I was like, that's pretty cool. You can, I didn't know people played video games and raised money for charity at the same time. Why not? Why wouldn't I just go ahead and do that? Like I said, I'm gonna be playing video games anyway. So why not at least potentially sprinkle in trying to raise some money? So I remember signing up, and that was with the PS4. Let me double check my math.
It's been how many years ago?
That's
Been
why I'm, that hurts my
84.
brain. Holy crap. Okay, yeah. It was,
I'm
well, I know
old.
it I knew it was PS4 because my back.
Yeah, my
Because
back.
you could stream directly from the PS4. And I at the time I didn't have a PC. I had a laptop and that was it. And I played mostly console games because again, I had a laptop that was decent strength, but it wasn't, I'd gotten it for school and still had it. So it was on the older side already, and I thought, okay, well, for streaming on PC, you have to have nine monitors, and you've got to have this, and you've got to have that, and you've got to have these and this and all that. So I went, I'm just going to stream straight from the PS4. So I did that, starting to raise, for St. Jude, and didn't really know how to approach it too well. I didn't have a camera, I didn't have really much in that way. For anything to have any sort of like real setup. So we I would just try to do that. Didn't really raise that much that I recall. I think I raised like $100 or something, which hey, any amount is a good amount raised for any charity. Any donation, no donation's too small, no amount raised is too small. But after that, I don't really remember how I heard about Extra Life, but a year or two later, I heard about Extra Life and I went, okay, I could find a little bit more about it. And like I said, I wish I could remember who or how I found out about it, but I really can't. It's just a like one day I just knew about it. And so I signed up and I got thinking about it more, and I looked at the list of hospitals that you could choose, and one of them was very near and dear to my family, for my nieces, and I just started raising for them, and this is officially my 10th year. I had kind of taken a year off-ish. I didn't really do a whole lot one year. Really kind of pushing for it, 10th year. But like I said, I was going to play games anyway, so why not try to do a little bit more with that? And with that, I also like the idea of Extra Life Game Day, which for anybody who doesn't know what that is, it is a 24-hour marathon, which is kind of how Extra Life really got started and really something I was looking for
So
here.
technically it's 25 hours, sir.
Well, it's not this year because it's not on Daylight
Daylight
Savings Day,
Savings Day,
which is
yeah.
weird. It's the only one of, if not the only years that I know of which it wasn't on Daylight Savings, but
That's why I was
whatever.
very confused, because I thought it was this starting this week, because that would make
Usually.
sense. But
Now, but yeah, for whatever reason, it's not. There's been some changes. That's a whole different story, a whole different podcast. I haven't done the 24-hour in a while. I've tried to make it down to the hospital that I raise for
Yeah.
because some of the other people in our guild do 24 hours actually at the hospital every year, but it's a couple hours away. away from me, so it's just a little more challenging logistically and stuff like that. But I try to make it down there at least for a little bit, hang out with them, do some cool stuff. Still not sure if I'll be able to do that this year or not. I'm trying to kind of hammer out some details, but
Yes, I feel like it's fairly difficult. I mean, even if it was for me, I would it's like scheduling, I assume practically a day worth almost of going out to the hospital and hanging out and, having food, like making sure that you have food there and like food around or unless they feed you or whatever. But I assume,
our
all that.
director, our kind of liaison between us and the hospital, she's awesome, and she kind of takes care of that. Like,
No, that's
people
good.
bring snacks and stuff like that and some
Right.
drinks, but she the couple times that I've made it down there, she'd ordered food and
Oh, that's nice.
did things like that. And sometimes people, like they need to go take a stretch or something, so they're like, hey, I'll run out and I'll do this. I'll go grab something just to kind of get out, stretch, half wake up a little bit.
Yeah, or unless they do like if someone lives farther, let's say an hour away, it's like, let's hang around whatever city that is and go to this museum or, plan out an entire day besides the hospital then I assume too. Cause it's like if I'm going that far, I might as well do something else,
Oh, true. Absolutely.
I mean.
But yeah, so this year might also be a little weird. But either way, still gonna try to push, still gonna try to hit my goal and everything. Still a little ways off. It's been a crazy year and stuff like
Yeah.
that. So, but no, I mean, like I said, I'm not the greatest at video games. I never claim to be. I never
What?
want to be,
You platinum
but
all these games. What are you talking about, sir?
I don't have that many platinums. Definitely not comparatively. There's some people that I see and they get their platinum in like 2 days, and I'm like, holy cow, I need to up my game, I guess. But yeah, it's awesome. It's fun. It's great. 2 years ago, I'm sure I've mentioned it before on here, but 2 years ago, I actually, because of all the amazing people that support me and everything,
And the 10,000.
I was able to
Welcome
secure
to
over 10,000 raised for the hospital, which is something that
you would
if you had
never
told me
think of.
that 10, 11, 12, 13 years ago,
Who would have thought you're
would
a
never even,
madman?
oh, absolutely. I'd be like, I'm gonna raise $20 total, and that's it, and it's like I said, that's been through a lot of very generous people, a lot of very awesome people that have helped accomplish that kind of milestone. But there's no stopping. That's not in me. There's no
So,
reason to stop.
yeah, exactly. Do you think like fundraising in general, do you think it helped with your like this is kind of what I'm getting at. Do you think it kind of helped with your streaming capabilities? Or do you think like if you didn't stream, you'd probably have the same amount of maybe let's say support you have maybe more subscribers. Maybe subscribing to you than the charity, obviously they don't have that nestle of, oh, I'm going to donate to this cause instead of subscribing to Best Gar because I assume that's pretty much how all of our charity fundraising does go. People are more willing to donate, most likely in the subscription side of before they subscribe to you. I mean, they do both, but you know what I mean is like we both allegedly raised thousands of dollars for charity, both of us, and but this one room, well, say if I theoretically, but that could have went to subscriptions, your Ko-fi or whatever, so do you think just generally like you would have got the same support if you didn't fundraise for a charity?
So I can answer that question very easily for me. If I didn't raise for charity, I probably wouldn't be streaming. I might, like a little bit here and there, but
Your dog is broken.
hey, sometimes you just gotta be a little wacky and
dog.exe does not.
Don't you try to take that duvet.
He's taking don't that you duvet. Do it.
Don't, ma'am.
Honestly, this is
hey, you leave it. Ma'am, that is not a goofball. Okay, anyway, sorry.
Great YouTube content, it's fine. It's just gonna be the dog podcast and there's no cat here right now.
But anyway. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry I ignore you. But yeah, I mean, if I wasn't raising for charity, I probably wouldn't be streaming. Or yeah. I wouldn't stream nearly as much. Mm. I definitely wouldn't do 24-hour streams, which I know I haven't done those in a while either. But I always tell for a second I was like, oh, are you telling me to speed it up? I'm sorry.
No.
But like I always try to tell people if they, stop by my stream or something, if they either ask or anything like that, I say, if you want to subscribe to me, I'd rather you just donate that to Extra Life.
Yeah.
Like I would much rather, you take that $5 or whatever it is up to now and put it towards Extra Life. It's going to do more work there. Yeah. I'm very lucky in that, I can live my life the way that I have with my job and things like that, and not to say anything against people who make a career out of streaming and content making and stuff like that, but it's not something that I personally want to pursue. So I would rather, if you were going to subscribe to me for, let's just say whatever $100 worth of subscriptions is, I would rather you just put that right to Extra Life.
Yeah.
Cause for me that is money better spent.
Exactly.
I appreciate anybody who does subscribe to me. It is very humbling and I'm very grateful for it. But yeah, like I said, I'd rather that money go directly to Extra Life. Cause even if I take the revenue from subscriptions and donate it, that's still only a percentage. That's still only a portion of that money, that subscription, that, $5, $10, whatever it is, I'm only going to get whatever percentage out of that. So if you take that $5 and give it to me, maybe I only get to donate $3. And I don't even know what the percentages are. Right. But if you take that $5 and donate to Extra Life, all $5 goes right there.
Yeah,
that's exactly. One of the things that I love about Extra Life, and I'm sure that you like about Whales and Dolphins, is that there's no middleman. There's no we take our percentage out. No, it just all goes right there.
Yeah,
and I don't have to worry about did I make a mistake and did I donate the right amount? Did I do this or anything? So that takes a lot of the stress off of my shoulders. And all that. So I know I went on a much more long-winded answer to your question, but
if only this is a podcast of some kind. I don't know.
But I think I would still have the same support because the people that support me are awesome. But I would not be asking.
One of them is kind of debatable. Yeah.
There's that scouter guy.
He's,
he doesn't show up again.
Honestly, I don't know why you didn't ban him at this point.
He doesn't know yet.
Oh, okay.
but yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, like I said, even if I was streaming, even the people that do support me, I wouldn't be asking for donations, tips, subscriptions, things like that. It would just be, hey, I want to play this game. If you want to watch me play it, cool. We can have a conversation. We can just chat. I know I've said it before. It's one of the things that I like about live streaming versus like YouTube and stuff like that. I like that direct interaction.
Yeah.
That direct conversation. Somebody asks me a question, I can answer it right there on stream.
Yeah.
If if I make a video of a game or something, if somebody has a question, then they have to watch the video, get to that point, ask their question. I have to see that comment. I have to respond to that. And I have no problem with that.
It's just, more work.
There's just more steps in between, yeah. You know, and I, like I said, I like that direct feed. Like, just for example, when you were playing Metal Gear Solid the other day, you had a couple questions.
If you had just
posted that online, you would have played your session. Let's just make it easy. Let's just say you played for an hour. You would have played for an hour.
And still would have not gone anywhere.
you would have run into whatever roadblock maybe you ran into. You would post it up online. I or somebody else would have to wait for that video to be published. I'd have to watch that video. I'd have to get there. I'd have to get to the point of you saying, hey, what do I do here?
And then also,
how do I get past this?
I can't speak the word. Algorithm?
Yeah.
Am I pronouncing that correctly? I can't speak that word, apparently. You might miss that video, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Even though you're subscribed to me, even though.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh,
yeah. You're like, I don't. I'm just doing that right now.
Oh, yeah. Subscribe to Scouter 819, right?
Yeah.
You're Scouter 819 now. But yeah, like that's the thing is, and I like watching YouTube videos. I've said it also before on here. I watch a lot more YouTube videos than I do live streams. So it's just different. You know, I'll have a live stream up in the background or something like that.
I will say, you know, I'm sorry, you know, you could be, it is hard. Well, for anyone, in my opinion, to watch a stream for 3 hours, you know, or more or whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's hard to, you know, that's the one advantage that I guess, you know, YouTube does have is that's a 20-minute video of you playing, you know, Metal Gear Solid.
You can take an 8-hour stream and shrink it down to 45 minutes.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, I could watch that in one sitting.
Yeah.
Whereas, I'll have Beskar Snake up, but I'm gonna be making dinner and check back and see what he's doing, and most of the time I do that anyway. Like, I'm lurking and watching.
This is some background. Enjoy content how you want to enjoy it. If I'm streaming something, raising money, and you even just coming to my channel, I appreciate it a lot. Mm. I had some time off during the Battlefield 6 beta, and I streamed some of that, and I had people just, you know, kind of pop in and go, yeah, I'm at work.
I was there.
You know, but yeah, absolutely. You know, and it was, you know, and I appreciated that. It was at a weird time where, you know, like I said, I had some time off from work, so I was just, you know, kind of in the middle of the day or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, people just dropped in, and you know, you popped in a few times and popped in a little bit later, said, hey, I'm back for a few seconds. Oh, okay, I gotta go do whatever. And you know, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But yes, so like I said, definitively for me personally, raising money for charity absolutely has increased my streaming. Yeah. But I'd say those two are very much tied together. Like if for some reason I decided not to raise money for charity anymore, I probably wouldn't stream all that often. I mean, I haven't streamed all that often right now, it would probably be even less just because, like I said, to me, streaming is a vehicle to
more motivation. Raise money. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's a very good way to put it. It is a way for me, you know, I don't promote my fundraising link as much as I should on social media. I don't promote my fundraising.
That's valid.
as much as I should in many places. But if I'm actually streaming, I'm going to try to work in a cheesy pun to get somebody to donate. I'm going to try to work in a different angle or something, or make a joke that might remember, hey, you know, I found this. It would make it a whole lot easier to find it if you donated Extra Life, you know, something silly or catchy like that. I mean, that's kind of my take on on streaming versus raising money. And
well,
I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful to have the ability and to be in a situation where I can do that. I very much appreciate the internet and social media for that ability. You know, I don't have to write 65 letters and address 65 envelopes and put 65 stamps to go, hey, Scouter, do you want to donate to my charity cause? You know, so I can go online and I can send it out to
click a thing to send
potential millions of people.
You click a button that emails all the last people that donated or people who haven't donated yet. You literally click a button. Well, for your sake, but not for my sake, but
it's incredible. I have used that so many times, and that has pushed that has pushed donations up absolutely, you know, exponentially.
Yeah.
So really yeah, good. Technology has been a very, very beneficial addition for fundraising. But how about you? How about what's your take on that whole?
I never raised money before in my life. Yeah, same thing. I mean, even before, we both mentioned this. I know this is kind of a running topic a lot, but I thought this was fairly important. We have two events similar to each other next to each other. Well, you know, at the same, around the same time. But I think when I started fundraising or started streaming, I for sure didn't even know anything about charity or anything, or even how to even donate or do anything of that. Because I'm like, how do I trust this source of, yeah, please donate to this link here? It's like, it could be as like technology, like you said, is also a downside. But, you know, that's where you have this community of people that are, it's not just Beskar Snake fundraising for Extra Life. It's thousands of millions of people. I don't know the numbers, but other people are clearly fundraising for this cause. So it's like, it's legit. I remember, like, before I started streaming, I was like, listen, I don't expect myself to make money for this. I don't expect to make a cent. But if I can somehow incorporate that with some sort of charity, that's awesome. So, like, I didn't figure it out. I remember starting my stream in the game of Don't Starve Together. Don't Starve at that time. You could actually stream from the game. You don't need OBS or any of that. And I remember one of my friends that I've met through an online forum page was like, what the hell are you streaming from? I'm like, through the game. I don't know how to what is, luckily for him, he introduced me to how to stream, and it kind of kicked off some there. Even with I was in Extra Life, you know, I waited once I found out. I think I was really originally at a gaming convention, and I learned about Extra Life, and I was like, yes, I'd like to sign up. And I haven't heard from them. And I kind of stumbled upon it again. So then I did that. Then, you know, I started to watch people. I started to watch a lot of people who were fundraising for them. I think like online forums. I don't know if Discord was a thing back then when it started, but just like, you know, emailing each other, or it might have been. I want to know when Discord was out. but regardless.
May of 2015 is when Discord initially released publicly.
Interesting. Well, anyways, like to learn about Extra Life and 10
years ago.
Yeah, no, right. And to like finally like waited a year, see what the community is about, see what the fundraising is about. And same thing for WDC that I stream now. I've been doing that for now 2 years. When I made the transition, again, there's that community behind it that I could just, luckily enough, there's those people that that you could just like DM, but like, hey, can you help me with this? Hey, is this okay? Like, same thing with you in Extra Life. When you had that poker tournament, imagine doing that and then you get in trouble with the charity. You know what I mean? You don't have that like leeway of DMing somebody, be like, hey, is this okay? I literally did, I forgot to mention this, I did an ASMR stream the other day, and also driving and doing ghost exploring as well in a car. And I was like, well, I did ask, hey, can I do a hot tub stream to WDC? They're like, yeah, just a lull to Twitch's policy. It's like, okay, cool. I don't want to, you know, it's also kind of giving the charity a bad name if I'm like doing something they don't want to really be involved in. I get that. Yeah. So like gambling, like maybe they don't want that. So, you know, you could have that community of DMing somebody important to be like, yeah, you could do that, or no, you can't. But like, ever since I started, I'm like, I will never make a cent out of streaming, and I don't really want to. Like, I say this all the time. I'm like, you know, this is a hobby for us, right? So like, let's say your wife, your boyfriend or whatever has a hobby. Well, that's different. Sorry, that's a bad example. Okay, your friend has a hobby. Do you give them money for their hobby? Do you give them, like, if they're into books, do you give them money for books? Yeah, maybe sometimes for the holidays or whatever, their birthday. But when it comes to, yeah, I need more yarn for my stitching over here, do you give them money for stitching? No. Like, for the most part, I don't support my friends' hobbies. And this, for us, for me at least, is a hobby. I don't expect people to donate money for better equipment or, yeah, my friends gift me games. I guess that's a way, but yeah, I gift them back. Like, hey. But like, I'm like, you know, that's part of it, but it's like, I don't give my friends money to support, you know, needleworking or whatever they're doing as a hobby. I don't expect the same result for me. So like, even though Twitch at the time had a payout of $100 and now it's $50, it's like, no offense, but like, what can I buy as everything computer wise is $100 plus. So even when I get that payout, what am I going to buy with that, you know what I mean? So for my opinion, I'd rather just donate that back to the cause, at least what I've always been doing. But now being a UK fundraiser, it's more than that. But like, you know, I was just like, you know, I don't want my friends to support my hobby since I don't do the same. And I think like, when my question, did it help me with my community? Hell yes. Like, I wouldn't met you. I wouldn't have met KKR. I wouldn't met, like, this podcast wouldn't exist because of fundraising. And to prove your point earlier, I feel like, you know, big streamers and stuff are kind of getting to that point of fundraising too. Like, one of my followers, maybe they done it before, but like a big streamer that I follow just did a charity event just recently. Like, it's like, these streamers are finally gonna, like, give back in a way. And even, like, some of my random followers that I have, they're doing charities. And then even some of my new friends that I met through a different Discord, they started to do Orcatober and fundraise for WDC and or other charities that they do. So it's like, and I'm like, hey, let me help you. I know all of this. So it's like really kind of a little bit too rewarding. Like, I don't, to me, at the end of the day, for the most part, I don't really care what charity you do. I want to help you succeed. So if there's, we've been doing this for years. I feel like this is, like you said, almost 10 years at this point, I feel like. So like, I'm at the point too, I just said this too, of, I'm running out of incentives. I'm running out of milestones because I used all of them. How many times am I going to do Bean Boozles that, you know, people are going to be like, eh, I don't want to donate for that because he already done that. He already eaten all these beans. But it's like, at the end of the day, really, I said this too, and you probably know this, it's not really just because of Bean Boozled. It's because of the cause and what it is. And like, you know, I just feel like just the amount of support that my community is there for the charity and myself. It's just kind of rewarding. And like, we're all here to support each other regardless of what it is. But Yeah, sorry, that was a long rambling. But like I just like you said, you're playing video games anyways. You might as well like fundraise in some capacity, even if it's like one event. You know, those like one-off events really do, like I'd say your streaming and fundraising kind of are connected. You just said, you know, you started off with $100 and what, now you're making, you just said $10,000. Like, that's insane. Like,
that's not a real number.
Yeah. Like, just think, you know, it is somewhat devastating if you don't raise them much. Like, yeah, it's probably devastated when I'm only raising $100. I'm like, well, what the hell? Like, what am I doing? Like, this is $100 to sick and injured kids. Like, what? Even with this current charity, I was like, man, I'm an American raising funds for a fundraising the other side of the world. Are people really going to and conversion fees? Are really people going to support me? And I think just like streaming, you start off with a few viewers. You start off with one or two followers every so often. But now what are you at now? Let's find out. You're at how many followers? at least, I would say, let's find out. Beskar Snake. Go. 316 followers.
That's a whole lot more than I was anticipating.
So just think, you start off with zero, and now you have, you know, 300. Like, that's crazy. And
yeah,
same thing. You're raising... You started off with zero fundraising, and now you're at 100,000. Sorry, 10,000.
I wish. 100,000. One day we'll get.
Well, there. Just do this, times it by five, and you're good. Sorry, 10. I can do maths. Look, I'm not in a podcast with maths. All right. But no,
this isn't robot math. Yeah.
So like, as you were saying, like over time, you know, even if you raise $0, you just fundraise for a week and you raise zero. Just think though, some random person sees, oh, what's this Extra Life about? Oh, what's this WDC about? I'll check that out. Get them interested in this. And then, at least they got interested. Maybe that's the end of it. But at least they're clicking on maybe a link. And like, oh, what's 600 kids? Oh, now I understand this cause, but unfortunately I don't have money, which is fine. Like you were saying, people are just there to, if people are just there to show up, you're still supporting the cause. Cause like the more viewers you have, I feel like the more people are like, oh, what's this streamer? They have 10 views. What are they doing that? Like,
the more people that know about Extra Life or know about WDC, that's still one more person that didn't know about them before.
Right. Yeah.
Period.
And even even like the streamers that I'm following now and seeing what they're fundraising for, it could be a way different cause. I'm like, what is this cause about? What is this cause about? And I want to look into them. Be like, and then that's what's so great about KKR. He does multiple charities throughout the year or for the years. It's like, what is Easter Seals that he's doing? Like, what is that? Now that I know about it, like, okay, now I'll support that because that's important. Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, no, it just the same idea that, like I tell people, you know, hey, even if you can't donate, just go check out Extra Life.
Yeah,
you can sign up for free, and that's free. Kind of to your point earlier, where you said, you know, when you were kind of learning about what it was, how do I trust this? Is this a scam? Is this
just what is this? Life.
You can sign up completely for free and start raising today.
Yeah,
you can sign up, and in that sign up, it'll ask you if you want to donate. You can donate $5 right from the start. You've already raised $5 for whatever charity that you or whatever hospital you want to raise for. Mm-hmm. So it's really easy to kind of look and see, okay, I don't know if I necessarily believe what this is all about. Well, let me go look into it for myself. They make it very easy.
Yeah.
And I know I haven't looked into WDC as much, but I've still seen, you know, the website. Well, no, I'm just saying But I, you know, I've seen the websites and stuff, and that information is there.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it awesome is I haven't scoured every single corner of WDC, but
I haven't
to find out information about it.
Yeah.
That information is very readily accessible and right up front. You don't have to dig through a whole bunch of red tape and everything. And that makes me trust it that much more.
Yeah. And that's so what
I really like that aspect.
That's what I love about WDC as well and Games for Ways, because it's like you could click the link and it'll specifically show you videos too of all of our fundraising activities go to this cause. Like we just did World Ocean Fest, which, you know, sadly was here, and stuff like that. And like I didn't even know, like now they do updates of, hey, we're taking these kids out, making them aware of these river dolphins and educating them. I'm like, awesome. This is awesome to actually like see where our dollars went towards.
Heck yeah.
Or everyone's fundraising went towards is like amazing. And now I'm seeing, as you saw Sally talk about too, of these game developers, they have Humble Bundle has like this month for WDC. They had a different party, which I wasn't aware of until this charity event. But like that was kind of similar to kind of like a Humble Bundle in a way, but it was like you could buy games and part of it goes to charity. And other developers are, like we mentioned, are donating their portions to charity. So like it's awesome. It's good for them. Like, hey, 10% and you get more bigger game sales because of it. You get more money, even if it's, you know, I think Spilled raised like $5,000, just 10% of their game sales or something for WDC. So it's like, that's insane. Just for, I don't know offhand, maybe I'm wrong, but regardless, it was pretty impressive just for 10% of the game cost went to the cause. So like, you know, I'm glad that different developers and stuff are getting aboard with it. So,
thank you.
Anyways, so yeah, fundraise for charity. So, what do you have planned? We'll end it here. What do you have planned for next week? Are you streaming? Please tell me.
I'm hoping to at least pop on for a little bit. I can't guarantee anything, okay. But I'm gonna do my best.
So you see right below our things, we have our Twitch. You want to follow Beskar right there, Beskar Snake, his Twitch right there?
See anything.
Well, yeah, you don't see it, but I do. It's there. It's here. I'm watching here, but you'll see us, right? Right below it? There. Yeah. It's right below. It's a better. But, you know, you could follow him and then donate. But no, like.
I found this one.
No, that's
this one's upside down.
But no, that's awesome. I hope you do. I miss Beskar Snake streams.
I miss them.
Peer pressure. It's okay. Like this month for Orcatober, I feel like I streamed every day, but even though I had one or like pretty much every Sunday off, I feel like I still fundraised every day and I'm still like, I get it. It's very, you know, how do they say this? Kind of a little bit tiring of just like, well, for me now I'm second shift. So it's like, I got to wake up at 10, like wake up at 9 to stream at 10 to then go to work. It's like a lot, but it's, you know, it's worth it to me at the end of the day. But so I get it. It could be exhausting, but I hope I'd be able to see you. Pressure.
Appreciate your support as always.
Pressure. Hashtag make Beskar stream next week. We'll see. No. But yeah, it's fun. You know, if you do fundraise, please let us know in the comments and what charity, and we'll definitely, has it helped you? With like, even if you don't, I would say even if you don't stream and stuff like that, did you know, do you have a fundraiser off to the side, you know,
like, do you volunteer,
tell me about everything, tell me what you do.
Do you make crafts? I know some people, you know, do like Etsy stuff and things like that to raise money for things. So yeah, if you do that as well, that's still, you're still doing something to try to to make the world a better place.
I remember one of the extra lifers, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, but I think he was injured or something, and he's recovering from an injury. And then he's like, I'll run, like start walking or whatever, for obviously to, you know, to gain back my strength from the surgery. So I ran a mile today. Please donate to my charity. Donate to Extra Life. So even something like that, like,
heck yeah,
like run with me, you know, run a mile today, and get maybe other people to motivate them to run a mile today or whatever it is, or do crafting, like you said, if they craft and like, oh my, you know, I want to try that. But yeah, video games are expensive. Probably do yarning instead. Do some yarn instead. It's probably way cheaper. You don't have to spend $60 on a bundle of yarn. Maybe my mistake. Maybe I don't know these days what yarn costs. But I can imagine way cheaper than video games. But yeah, video games are expensive. But anyways,
indeed.
Check out Beskar Snake. He's streaming the next week at some point, hopefully. And he raises funds for Extra Life. But I thought this topic would be a little bit perfect since I'm at the end of Orcatober and you're at the beginning of a different event that kind of fits in with the streaming, and if it's worth it in video games, and the answer is yes. Do it. There we go. The thing was late. All right. Yeah. If you want to listen to this podcast, we're on Scouters Phone 5 on YouTube, Robot Attack on Spotify. Check us out on Spotify. Buy our merch. Wait, we don't have any merch. I wish we did.
We do have merch.
We do have
merch. The gift of charity.
Of charity. Donate to both of our causes. That's what we do. And especially this guy, because again, can you imagine streaming, like, doing a podcast once a month for an hour with me? Come on. This guy needs to get paid in some capacity to donate to his Extra Life. Feel his pain. He's in this practically forever. So no.
It was just the indigestion.
Yeah. He does this for free. Crazy, I know.
It's true.
Luckily it's enough, true. I just trapped him in a basement. I'm not dumb. That's why do you think he's in the basement? All right, thanks, everyone. See you next time.
Bye everybody.